You're listening to the Young Opportunist Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Building the Young Opportunist. This is a segment where we look back on what's happened in the past fortnight and review the key takeaways from our time spent building this platform. So Reece, welcome. Oh, why am I saying welcome like you're my guest? How you doing?
No, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for finally getting this under the way. We've been chatting over Instagram for a while and I'm grateful to be here.
Oh yeah, well let's dive into it. it sucks. We're over Zoom again. Lockdown keep getting extended. I don't know, yeah. Dude. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. I miss that in-person feel.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we can connect more and have that vibe, but we'll see how this goes again.
See how it goes. I guess we'll start the episode with diving into what are some negatives or like what are some issues that happened in the past fortnight? What's on our minds and stuff like that? Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. I think our biggest one is routine, especially since COVID. And I think so many people can relate to this is not finding your routine and not being in your normal routine. If that's working from home or uni being online, we just haven't really been sticking to our set days in the week.
Yeah. Like we've been a bit slack, eh? Yeah. And when it comes down to it, it's slackness, but it is. Yeah. And like we can sort of, I guess not blame it, but we haven't really been in lockdown yet in Canberra. No. So this was a bit of a shock to us. And I guess we can say we're lucky that we're a podcast and we can be so mobile and I guess, yeah, meet over Zoom like we're doing. But yeah, I think we definitely have been a little bit slack when it comes to the days we're doing. So like we usually, so our days now are like Monday, Tuesday, and then a Thursday every like once in a while if we need it. But there were sometimes we just like, so it was just like, gotta forget.
Didn't message.
Yeah, just didn't message. Yeah. Or like one of us was waiting for the other one.
Yeah. And then I think it's laziness, 100%. We can blame it on lockdown, but I think we can both be accountable that it was laziness.
For sure. We can adapt.
And it was easy just to stay home and just not, we didn't message, hey.
Dude, I'll just be like,
and I'll wait like, for you to message.
And then I just turn on Netflix and I'll just watch. Like.
Yeah. So that's, and it's kind of set us up in a bad way in not setting to our set days.
Yeah.
Not sticking with our set days. Sorry.
Feels like momentum is just kind of like it slows us down, eh? Especially if we miss our Sunday, our planning day, it slows us down for the whole week.
Yeah. And it's kind of like you don't realize the effects of it straight away. It like slowly snowballs. And then by the time it's like, oh, we don't have any guests or we haven't thought about doing anything. Like,
and then
what are we going to do?
Off. Then we're like pissed off at ourselves.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. And because we're trying to, obviously uni's picked up now. So we're in week six already.
Yeah.
We've got to catch up on some lectures, bro. Yeah. So there's like that now that we can't afford to randomly just jump on and do like hours of the podcast because we've missed those days. We kind of have to write it off because we have so many other things we're trying to uphold. So it really, like we can't afford to be slack and miss a day because it sets off the balance of everything else.
Yeah. And then life would just become so stressful because in the sense of uni, like if we had an assignment or a midterm test, we can't just say, oh, we got to do 2 hours of the podcast in the week that we should be studying or whatnot.
Yeah. So that's like a big one, hey.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess another one is we've kind of, ever since we started, really, we always wanted to bring variety to the show and always come up with new pieces of content.
Yep.
So this is just a prime example. We've always wanted to make a piece of content similar to this where we talk about our journey of it, building the podcast and everything. But do you want to touch on the next couple of things that we have had in mind?
Yeah. And like, I think we found it quite hard because I would say like we're pretty big like thinkers, like we think quite broad. And you know, like, you know, those shower thoughts where you like, you just, your brain starts imagining like all these like different initiatives that you could do and things like that. I don't know. I feel like we're always thinking of really big things. So, or like how we can sort of scale and like branch off in the podcast. So not like one of the things, for example, is we really want to kick off like an email list sort of thing with the podcast where we send out a daily like podcast that we've personally listened to and like vetted ourselves so that you guys can basically listen to a podcast a day, but like not just because we both know it's pretty overwhelming when someone says, dude, I found this podcast, like, and they give it to you and there's like 400 episodes and then you have to try to find like a good one. So that was like one of the ideas and we're working on that. And that's been like a whole nother learning curve. So we can't wait to get that one out. And then do you want to go on the next one?
Yeah. And then just our book reviews as well. That was another sense of just holding ourselves accountable, doing the monthly book reviews. And that kind of off the back of that, our whole intention to start the book reviews was because we wanted to run a little book club. So we actually had a chat with a cafe, and our idea was have a membership as well at a bookshop under the Young Opportunists. They get like 20% off.
Hey, 40% off. Come on.
Yeah. 40% off all these bonuses. We all buy the book at the start of the month or at the start of the period. We all read the book, and then we come together at the end and over some like coffee or like cake. We imagine that. It's like some free muffins and just like create a little club, a little community where we can talk about ideas, and then we can also use some of those ideas and
incorporate them into the book reviews.
Yeah.
The actual episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be like, that's another like idea that we want to do. So yeah, I feel like we're always just, there's a bit of tension between us needing to do like the business as usual stuff, like messaging guests, editing, there's so many different little steps that go to it, like all the admin-y stuff, but then also thinking bigger and like kind of getting your heads out of the weed and taking a broader step back and thinking how we can like expand the podcast or like expand, like make new content and
things. Yeah, like that. Because we want to improve at the end of the day and we want to make new things. You always love that weed analogy.
Dude, it's
I like
so,
it.
Thank you. I know, I can't think of anything different.
I can imagine like being in the weeds. No, but it is true. Like we continually just want to improve and make new things. And it's been hard trying to, it's kind of bad at the same sense because we look so far ahead.
Yeah. And then, but I feel like that's just another form of procrastination.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And, so, and then we kind of get,
then we just get
off,
too
off the track.
We get a bit too excited and then, yeah, we end up wasting a whole like 4 hours that we should be doing the podcast. Like, dude, we could be doing this.
But yeah, that's pretty much all for the negatives. Let's focus more on the positives and what has gone well in the past fortnight, because we have some exciting news.
Yeah, for sure. We're so excited. We got some cool upcoming guests on the podcast that have said they're keen to come on. So number one, I'll go into the first guest. This has been, I've been a massive fan of him for ages. His name is Robert Leonard. He owns, or is the host of Millennial Investing, which is part of the Investors Podcast Network. It's one of the biggest podcasts relating to investing and entrepreneurship in America. They get over like 2 million listens a month and things like that. He's gotten on some of the biggest guests like Mark Cuban and some massive entrepreneurs. Like, I'm super stoked. I can't believe he said like he was keen.
Yeah.
That was so cool. But basically, the way we kind of want to take that episode is he was in the like the corporate world, like worked, I think he did, he got his MBA in finance or something like that. He's still young, he's like 28, but he came out of uni at, I think it was like 24 or something, or 23, went straight into corporate world, but always thought of himself as an entrepreneur. So he started the podcast on the side and is now scaled to a level where he's actually been able to quit his corporate job and do podcasting full time or entrepreneurship full time, which is so awesome. So we want to kind of dive into and form the episode around that, but also talk about the business of podcasting and like how you can scale a podcast successfully, get on guests and all those little things in between. So that's going to be an awesome episode.
That will be really valuable, not only for us, but there's been so many more podcasts happening, and especially it's such a area for growth in Australia.
Yeah.
America started it off, and I think we're like Australia's following suit with that. So it'd be awesome. Sure. And I messaged Georgia Houston. She's local Canberra woman. She's a dietitian and nutritionist, has her own business, GH Nutrition. Some of you guys probably would have heard of it as well. And provides like advice to young females and goes around to schools as well and talks about eating disorders and the psychology behind it, which would be awesome to dive into, because something that we don't really know much about. But I think it's an important topic, especially for not only females, but I think males have that issue with, body image and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I guess it's always been a goal of ours to have more female guests on the show. But I guess we've kind of tried messaging the top of the league women and they've honestly left us on red. not even read, they haven't even read it.
Dude, they haven't even read it.
Yeah, they haven't. So we're probably just in the request folder, really, really low on their list because we have no followers compared to the people that have been messaging them. But yeah, that's definitely a goal of ours, to get more women on the show to talk about business.
For sure. So they're like two exciting guests we have coming up. Another thing I think we want to sort of jump into is, I guess, the direction we want to take the podcast and the types of interviews we want to start having and the guests we want to get on. So thus far, we've had, I guess, a pretty good diverse range. So we've had some relating to investing in real estate, more specifically crypto, but also a lot more with like entrepreneurship and like some really inspiring journeys and things like that. But we also want to extend it out to get, I guess, more like executives and things in the corporate world that can teach us a little bit more about life in corporate world, applying for grad jobs, how to best network in the corporate environment and things relating to that. Because a lot of people listening, they may like be inspired by the entrepreneurship and things like that. But at the end of the day, a lot of us will still go into like doing corporate jobs, even if that's for a period of their lives. So I think it's important that we, and even us, like I'm in a corporate job right now. Yeah.
And that's a goal of mine. Like a goal of mine is to spend time in the so-called corporate world and kind of establish like myself in there. I think that's a goal of both of ours, really.
For sure. So it'd be cool to get some guests on that have experience in that world and can teach us how to best like pitch ourselves and market ourselves, but also build connections in the corporate world and things like that.
Yeah. Cause we think so many people are in the same shoes as us in the sense of at uni, and it's really competitive to try and secure a job as a graduate, especially in the commerce world, I guess. So if we can find ways to make it easier to build our resume, kind of little things like that, it would really help.
Yeah, for sure. And then another type of guest we want to start getting on is like fund managers and things like that, to talk a little bit more about the styles of investing and like how to build a portfolio of like different stocks and ETFs and talk on a bit more like more specific and dive into different types of investing, like value investing, growth investing, momentum investing, like all those different types of things that we really want to dive into.
And they can provide so much value to our audience.
Yeah, for sure. So that's like, I guess, a little dive into where we want to take the podcast and the types of guests we want to start getting on. What's lined up for the next fortnight?
This one's exciting.
Yeah.
As you would have seen on our Instagram, we are attempting that the Wim Hof challenge. We've kind of made it a little bit of a remix, I guess. Yeah.
We're no longer boys. We're becoming Iceman.
The Young Opportunist Iceman. We've kind of, we'll talk about the setup later, but we secured an interview with Justin Rosale. So everyone, we might have made a little bit of clickbait on the Instagram post.
Dude, I feel bad.
That wasn't our intention. We didn't think that people would actually believe that we would get Wim Hof on.
No, but I just don't get how like all these YouTubers can like do like mad clickbait ones and then not feel bad that people watched it. Like, Anyway, thanks guys for believing in us and thinking that we could get Wim Hof one day.
That filled us with confidence. But Justin Rosale, so he went to one of his courses. They're like workshops, really. Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah.
And he lived with him in Poland, like experienced becoming an Iceman and just tried to learn. You know, it's special to say that Wim Hof has achieved the things that he's done, but for him to be able to teach others on the practices and the different methods that he's used and to be able to make them become Iceman, like that's incredible.
Yeah. And the fact that he even co-authored the book with Wim Hof. So like the book itself is like set out that one chapter is Justin and the next chapter is like Wim Hof talking about how he became an Iceman. And it's really cool the way it's written because they're both becoming Icemen, but at different times and one's teaching the other. So Justin like knows Wim Hof like really well. And it was basically like fully mentored by him. So we're really, really excited for this interview.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And the way that we wanted to kind of like challenge ourselves was, attempt this challenge and try and put a little bit of a twist on it. And it's been pretty good. Started on Monday. This is now Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, Thursday.
It's now Thursday. How many have we had? Two.
Yeah. We've done two. Yeah. Honestly, like the days, like the nights before, I've been excited to get up. Like, I'm not going to lie, like get up and do the ice bath. It's been cool experiencing it all.
Especially in lockdown.
Yeah, it's not much to look forward to. No. And I guess another reason why we wanted to actually do the challenge before the interview or in preparation for the interview is to, I guess, bring another dimension to the way we're able to interview and come up with questions. Because I guess when we've done our research or read a book and we're interviewing someone, it's quite two-dimensional. But if we experienced it, it's like, yeah, three-dimensional. Like, so
it gives us another talking point, which is awesome.
But yeah, we're so excited for this interview, this upcoming interview with Justin. And yeah, we can't wait to, I guess, get underway with it.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. And we're going to have another BTYO episode next Monday, which will dive into like a little bit of an update on how the challenge has been and also talk about what we're actually doing more in depth.
For sure. Rate that. So I guess like that wraps up all we wanted to talk about in this episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please remember just to give us a follow on your chosen podcast application and follow us on Instagram to keep update with what we're up to and reach out. Yeah,
for sure. All right, we'll catch you next time.